里头的丰富。所以当你过新年的时候，怎么过也反映我们的心到底如何。我们有时候喜欢追求热闹，可是我们求神帮助我们，在这个热闹的背后，我们也看到人的心到底如何。所以呢2014年我们的主题就是要来看见我们怎么样可以有内心的心。 Now this is Hong Kong, the celebration of New Year, and we are seeing fireworks of bright lights celebrations. I wonder if you like this kind of celebration, or you kind of have to have a calm and quiet personal renewal, personal celebration. So I am going to share with you today about our theme of this year, the renewal, internal renewal. We're going to use Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. If you have a Bible, please turn to it. So we want to see how this two verses talking about the continual renewal. Romans, Book of Romans is the book that youth started to read since September, and happened to be this past Friday we had a studying of the renewing of the new life in Christ Jesus. So we see that when we see new leaves, we think, oh, this is hopeful. When we see babies, we see, wow, they are really young and hopeful. And all kinds of babies, you love them. But also youth. That's why I like to work youth, because they are already started to blossom and growing to be very, very nice adults soon. But New Year doesn't prove to be all safe and good. This is in Middle East, during New Year's Day, there's a blast. Last year in January the 3rd, the storm hit Northeast, flood and a very bad condition. So we started, my wife and I started with the New Year using our church calendar. The first verse that day is Psalm 30, number 5. You may read along on the bulletin on PowerPoint in Chinese and English, and you'll find out. Even though you may have hard time in the past in the night, but by the morning, let's rejoice. God will wipe away your tears. And so that's the first day. And the second day is Isaiah 61, verse 10. I chose this one to send to my wife, because that day, our 35 years anniversary. And very proper, number 10 says, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me with in robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adores his head with a priest, and as a bride adores herself with her jewels. So that day we celebrate God's promise. We celebrate that we are the children of God with this renewal blessing from God in righteousness and in salvation. That's the second day. If you follow our calendar, you will have every day new verse, and you will celebrate it. And third day, this is a passage I hope you could read, but we'll do it later. Third day is Psalm 59, verse 16. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, a refuge in the time of trouble. But I promise. I rejoice every day in reading. And God is a God with the mercy and grace. He is faithful. He is true to us. Not only to us, if we follow Him, His blessing will go from generations. But if we are not following Him, our learning, God's chastise will come from us to three and four generations follow. So this is what we may learn. Using the calendar, what I'm going to encourage each one of you is use your Bible study according to the calendar. You can read it with your wife, with your children, or with a partner. Find a partner, read together, pray together. So, 2014, what do you hope? This is a picture saying, New Year, I hope I can be happy. New Year, I like to have love. New Year, I need to have peace. New Year, I hope I can make more money. So, eventually, some would say, 2014 will be a successful year for me, personally, in every way. Would that be your goal this year? Would that be your journey this year, reaching to those goals? I would like to tell you, this is not what Bible says. Bible says, keep on renewing your mind. Keep on renewing your heart. Let's read this 1 and 2 verse. Romans chapter 1 and 2. Okay. 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。 不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化, 叫你们查验, 何为神的善良、存钱和喜悦的旨意。 So these two verses talking about a renewal inside, a renewal from our heart, from our spirit. It is not like what we saw from the beginning. The old cities, major cities in the world, celebrate with fireworks, parties, and everything. Quite few go to church, have an overnight prayer meeting, watching for God's steps, searching Him. So, if it is our theme for this year, today, I start with this passage. This passage actually is a summary for the main framework of Romans. 这段经文是罗马书整个的经文的一个转折，是前面一章到十一章到这里是个转折，前面讲上帝救恩的计划，但是这里说我们要去实践，前面说上帝对我们的拯救，这里说我们必须靠着圣灵把它活出来。 So it is proper for, especially for youth, that we started reading chapter 3 of Romans, verse 21, about the righteousness of God already showed aside from the law, and Jesus Christ is the righteousness God provides for us to resolve the problem that human beings destined to die. There's no hope, this word, even though it's good outside, the inside, people's heart getting older, older, and more problem coming out of our heart. So, the passage today is actually talking about that we need to have internal renewal, and also it is an eternal renewal, an eternal refreshment that starts from the cross, from Jesus Christ. 所以这段圣经告诉我们说，我们要依靠这个上帝，耶稣基督所完成的拯救，在我们内心有一个更新，这个更新是从里面开始的，这个更新是从上面开始的，这个更新会带来一个永远的祝福，所以是一个永远的更新。 So these two verses talks about that this is a calling us to have commitments. This is a calling that we need to have a new set of thinking, the mindset, new set of behavior.Romans chapter 1 through 11 is to change our mindset. But Romans chapter 12 starting to say, with that mindset, how are you going to carry it out? So we need to be obedient. 所以我们需要来顺服，因为前面已经把那个美好的上帝救恩的计划，这个永生的计划给了我们。我们不必在罪和死亡里头打滚，我们不必再受这个世界的这个困惑和影响。所以呢，这个更新它是让我们看见它不只是一个愿意，它是在愿意之后知道那个目标，知道那个内容，然后要去顺服。 We know the goal, we know the contents, we need to obey, we need to be obedient. SoThis is what we see, that sometimes we have a green grass, a pasture. Sometimes, maybe not. Sometimes it is like this. You have green streams, living water. So, the commitment to follow is to all the Christians. 所以这个呼召是对所有的。基督徒说的，因为第一节说弟兄们，所以弟兄们，针对前面的因为上帝已经把所有救恩都预表， because Jesus Christ provides another way, not by our behavior. Our behavior showed no one is perfect. The law showed we're sinners. The law showed our heart is dirty. Our heart is imperfect. Our nature lead us to all the chaos.Our hearts filled with bad things. 所以我们需要知道，这是神对基督徒说的。It's a calling to the brothers and sisters, you and me. We are in this calling. We need to follow. 顺着这个呼召，我们就应当回应。顺着这个呼召，我们第二说要采取行动。这个行动的号召。Being a Christian, you should not think, okay, I'm now having a ticket, have a passport, have a U.S. citizenship, so I can be who I am. That's what a lot of Chinese are doing. You know, living in the States, but living in the form of a traditional way of Far East. The Christians sometimes will think, okay, I have a status,in the kingdom. Now I can do what I want, whatever I want to do. I don't care about what the Bible says. Is that true? No. Sometimes that proves you may not really save. 假如你信了耶稣，人说我要照地上的方式活，那你很可能就是并没有真正得救。如果你没有说我的生命已经改变了，我要照这个方式来生活，这个行动的呼召是直接针对我们一定要按照上帝的教导采取一个回应，说我愿意，我不但愿意，我也要采取行动。 We must say, Lord God, I will. My commitment is to honor you with my action. 第三就是这个行动是建立在这个教义的基础上面。如果你说你了解教义，可是你没有行动，那就是雅各书说的，你没有真正得救。 If you know the truth and you do not practice the truth, is like James. Book of James said, if you have faith yet you do not have action, then proves you are not saved. Satan believes, but he is believing God. Let him to have trembling. 撒旦也信，可是信的恐惧战惊，害信耶稣基督是神的儿子，可是他却抵挡他。所以号召行动，我们就是要看见有些实行的步骤我们应当顺从，有些行动必须是从心中来顺服。 We must know from chapter 12 to 15 these are the items we need to carry out. We have to do everything from the bottom of heart, saying, Lord God, I want to please you, because you are my Lord, I'm not of this world anymore. 我们已经属于神，我们不再属乎这个世界，所以我们就应当要来这样来把我们的生命做一个完全180度的调整，我们的生活要针对我们所信的采取相应的步骤。 This is an advice. It is not a command. The command is you must do it. An advice said, okay, I wish you can do it. I plead you. I urge you. 所以我们需要在神面前知道这一个劝勉是因为基于上帝的慈悲。 It is based on the mercy of God. It is based on that we are a merciful product of God, of His salvation. 我们是在上帝的慈悲里头被救回来的，所以这是一个慈悲的劝勉。所以上帝要的是我们的心。 God looks into our heart. So when you do everything, like Samuel, 1 Samuel, 这里说人看人看外貌，神看人看内心。这里说耶和华对撒母耳说，我们一起读，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华却是看内心。 So God looks into heart, not appearance. When Samuel sent by God to anoint a new king, Samuel looked into all the brothers of David. All the brothers, they were taller, handsomer, stronger, because they are all built up and growing up. Only David is still a shepherd boy, maybe late teens, not as strong as the young man. So Samuel thought, okay, those stronger built up young men, maybe is one of them, maybe God's choice to anoint. But God spoke to Samuel, no, I'm not like human beings looking to the appearance. Tall, big, handsome, I'm looking to people's heart inside. So Luke 16:15, Jesus said to them, to the Pharisees, you are the one in front of people saying, I am righteous, but you know your heart. God knows also your heart is not pleasing in God's eye. 所以路加福音里面耶稣对这个法利赛人说，你们在人面前自称为义的，你的心神却知道，因为神所尊贵的是神所看为恶的。人尊贵的，人看的是什么？看你能不能够做，能不能够讲，能不能够做成一些大的事情，但是神看的是内心。 Pharisees may have good teaching, the requirement to control the synagogue, but their heart is not pleasing God. So number five, the grace of God is both the means and the motivations for heeding God's God, the God's, God's, exhortation, or Paul's, exhortation. So we thought grace is, you know, a free gift. No, you receive gift when you unpack it. It will lead into your internal and external change. This gift leads you to have a total transformation. That's what it is. If otherwise, you really not receive this gift at all. 所以上帝所给的礼物，这个恩典在基督耶稣里面白白得来的。如果你打开了，你说，哎，我知道这个内容，可是你没有继续下去按照那个去做，你没有接到这个礼物，没有。你真的没有接到这个礼物。我们需要的是基督所说的 The goal of Christian's action is pleasing God. 我们应当有一个实际的目标，就是我们的生活是要来讨上帝的喜悦，让上帝满意。Are we doing that? Or are we doing it because I want to have my agenda? You know, Christians have our own agenda, either in the house,In our school, in our job, or even in the church ministry. That's very dangerous. 所以我们要注意，就是我们常常有自己的意思代替神的意思，我们并没有好好的寻求每一个步骤，所以我们并没有在每个事情上面说，上帝这样你满不满意？ God wants us to have the best, but sometimes we choose the second, the better one.Not the best one. Or others say it's good, so we follow. Turn out to be, those are not God's choice. 所以我们愿意在神面前做一个这样的人，就是因为这个呼召是一个对神的一个敬拜。To apply the truth is actually a worship. We think worship is coming here to sing the loud praises, worship team doing a good job.Or come to worship, true, it's true. Because that, we use our rationale, we use our music, sometimes we use our gesture. And sometimes, if you are really pleasing God, you know how to worship through your money. How to worship your talent through different area of our life. So,It begins with your thoughts. Begins your mindset. 所以这个罗马书第十二章第一节第二节所说的这个心意变化而更新，这个是一个思维里面的，是在我们心里头不断的要觉察，觉察这种方式是不是讨神喜悦的。当读圣经的时候，当你做事的时候，当你在那里跟人相处的时候 When you are doing ministry, when you're talking to people, when you have interaction with other people, you must have a heart. Lord God, is this what you want me to react? Is this what you want me to say this word? If you want me to see this, or you want me to listen? So, it is purely through your rationale. Your thought is important.So, we are here today to see how this process of renewal, the flow of the Holy Spirit, the flow of grace of God, will that be the way we always plan to be? 我们宣称我们信耶稣，我们宣称我们忠心，但是我们是不是真的这样？所以这个加拉太书二章二十节这里说我们一起读，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。已经因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。 The English says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh,I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. 所以这个 我们说我们信耶稣，我们说耶稣基督在我们身上有权柄有能力，我们说跟我们自己的反应跟我们所行的是不是符合？ What we said, what we know, what we claimed. Each Sunday, each first week of Sunday, we have communion. When we say communion says Jesus died for me, he wants us to live for him. When Jesus said his blood, the great Jews, shed is his blood shed for us. Are we always depends on Jesus' grace of washing us clean? Our minds, our past hurts, our struggling, our value system, our choice. 我们领圣餐的时候，耶稣基督钉十字架破碎，我们真的是这样也愿意跟主一同破碎，然后让他的复活的生命在我们里面活出来，还是我记得过去这个人怎样，过去丈夫怎么样对我这个太太对我怎么样，这个儿子对我怎么样，等等等等，所有的过去没有跟耶稣基督钉十字架一起破碎，我们牢牢抓住说这个还没有解决，因为我没有平反，因为他没有跟我道歉。 Or are we saying yes Jesus you heal me, your brokenness, yoursacrifice on the cross, what he went through is my comfort, is my healing. 或者我们会说，主耶稣谢谢你，你在十字架上的受的鞭伤叫我得医治，因你受的刑罚我得平安。我特别感受到就是今年1月1号诗篇30篇第五节那里讲的，一宿只有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼，我曾求告神，他就医治我。In the night, we think all of the troubles, pains, and sometimes tears. In the morning, God's faithfulness, God's mercy is new. I pray to God, God listen to my prayer, my illness get healed. My brokenness get, or smoothed out.In Jesus Christ. 所以耶稣基督在我们里面活着，他不是一个口号。 It is not what we tell others. If I tell my wife, this is Jesus in me, he said, oh, I don't think Jesus acts like you are. Or she would say, well, Jesus may not like this. Or I tell her something, and her responseSometimes I would say, oh, is this the way it might be? It should be. So, the renewal also comes into the crucifixion of old self. And old self consists of all the past. But today, 2014, the first Sunday we say, we won't let them go. Let the old go. Let the new mercy, new anointing of Holy Spirit come into us. So we may have internal renewal saying, Lord God, you are in control. 所以我们愿意2014年忘记背后努力面前，忘记并不是说那个我们的问题没有，而是说过去对我们产生的压力，对我们产生的伤害，对我们产生我觉得哎呀没有解决我那个忧虑重担，主耶稣我要交给你，让你掌权，让我可以有重新的观点和态度来面对。所以 Paul's calling for a specific decision and commitment leading to a gift, a life of service. 所以这个呼召就是说我们要做决定，我们要有一个生命是继续侍奉神，意思是说就在我们刚刚所说的这些上面，不只是说到教会来做一件事情这样的侍奉神，而是在我们每一天的生活小节里头，在那里侍奉神，在那里敬拜神。所以是一个具体的决定，我要承担我的过去给我产生的这些 我的今天新的开始，我愿意把那个交给耶稣基督，让他在那个情况上面掌权。
I want to put all the burden that I have to Jesus Christ and let Jesus lead me to go through all the
obstacles. He may have a plan for you to climb mountains, like Sound of Music says.
Flying every mountain, ford every stream, follow every ripple.
那是我那个时候在年轻的时候心情很不好的时候，我们听说去看这个电影。第二年我信耶稣。Sound of Music, Follow Your Dream. What a song I liked so much. When I was in college, I had internal trouble so much against myself, against my parents, against my siblings. And my mother said, our house never had a person to buy a commercial theater to have a movie. I was the first one. Mom gave me ticket money to watch the movie. It was a beautiful movie. Second year, someone shared gospel with me. I know Jesus Christ, I'm a savior. And the internal struggle changed into the blessing I have. Now, I'm in front of you. Because I decided to serve God with my heart. When I received Jesus Christ, the first thing I found is a peace. I found in Christ also within my household, within my parents, I said, okay, God accept me as I am. I have strived against my parents, against myself, against my siblings. No peace. But Jesus accepted me. So I said, wow, how bad I was. I was so angry against my parents, against my siblings. I'm so self-righteous. 我的自以为意让我对我的父母，对我的兄弟姐妹，都有非常强烈内心的抗拒，所以自己很多的这个情绪的起伏，信了耶稣，对我来说这就是最大的一个祝福。不久我就发现我有内心的平安，因为耶稣基督赦免我的罪，耶稣基督接纳我这样一个很不完全的人，所以我就开始接纳我的父母，接纳他们，因为耶稣基督接纳我，接纳我的兄弟姐妹，因为耶稣基督接纳我，爱他们，祝福他们，为他们祷告。我就不再有里面的紧张，有里面的敌意，有里面的抗拒，有里面觉得 Oh, I'm better than you are， 觉得我自己比你们都好，我是一个很自以为意的人。But thank God, Jesus is myself, my righteousness. Thank God, because God accepted me as I was, that strived inside, but in Christ Jesus I have peace.I have comfort from him, and I could accept my siblings, my parents, and people around me. I start to have a peaceful inside. There you are, for past 40 some years now. So I see God's renewal starts will never end. That's why I'm here today.I hope that you could start this internal renewal in spite of your hardship outside, in spite of your difficulties in your family or in your work, your generation's problem. What God wants is you. Your heart be renewed. Your heart be graced by the love of Jesus Christ. Your heart be smoothed, be pacified by Jesus' salvation. You will have eternal peace with yourself. You see, your struggle outside is actually your internal struggle. 我们外面的很多的问题其实都在哪里？在里面。We must have ourselves in Christ. He is in us, then we will have that peace. See, a lot of the most intriguing one is the tsunami. Tsunamis, under seabed earthquake. So if your bottom, your heart has earthquake, no wonder that we will have explosion, like tsunami in your emotion, tsunami in your relationship, tsunami of your words. Out of control, you are engulfed, you are overwhelmed by your negative inside condition. So past year, think it over, reflect. Was there any condition like that? Come to Jesus Christ. Worship Him. He is the Creator. He is the Savior. He is also your Lord. He wants to come in to take control so that you may have a peaceful bottom of your heart. So, this is the picture of worry. Lord God, why I'm like this? Because your inside is now renewed. That's why you have worry, you have this calculation, you have that calculation, all the calculations, it's always heavy-faced, always internally unsettled. So renew your mind, we must see. What do you see? How are you going to see?
你的观点是什么? 你怎么看? 你的心思意念的更新 取决于你用什么观点?
The past Friday, our studying is Paul wrote chapter 3 in terms of God's point of view. That's why in the beginning, chapter 1 through chapter 3, verse 20, is about God's angry. God is anger, angered by the sin in us. People have no hope. Unrighteousness is a problem. The unrighteousness deep down into our mind. We think we can think clearly. Are we? Do you? Are we thinking correctly? We need to say, Lord God, teach me how to think. We need to ask God on and on, what do you want me to follow? Or, what do you see, what do you think? And what do you say? Proverbs showed us how our minds are, our words will be.
所以你头讲说,你心里头充满,你的口里就说出来.
So your mindset decides everything. Your mind is a precious point where God wants you to connect with Him always. To God, the Father, to the salvation of Jesus Christ, to the grace, fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
我们的心是上帝最看重,最宝贝的。 因为一生的果效从心里发出来了，他愿意我们的心里头是跟天父是那样的密切，他的荣耀可以进来，他愿意我们的心里头不断有基督耶稣在里面的牧养，他是你的灵魂的牧者，他愿意我们心里头不断有圣灵的恩膏，让我们里头不断的得安慰、得滋润、得亮光、得引导、得力量，所以。
你的心也会决定你怎么听。 How do you hear? Your mindset will decide how are you going to hear. One word, different people will have different perspectives. Friday, we ask every youth, what do you say about Jesus Christ? Each one will have different answers because you have your perspectives. So we said, well, Jesus is life, Jesus is light, Jesus is Savior, Jesus is gifts and peace, and many kinds of perspective. And I said, well, to me, Jesus Christ is the divine life, the way, the truth, and the life.
礼拜五的时候，我们跟年轻人问：“对你来说，耶稣基督是什么？”每一个人都会有不同的答案，因为每一个人都有不同的观点。所以，这就是我们在这里看见你所知道的，你所听见的。
When you have a way of thinking, that will decide how you hear. That's why two different parties, husband and wife, the thing, even their mind is different. When they communicate, sometimes they fight. Sometimes they agree. Sometimes they can accept. Sometimes they reject. In the negotiation table too, two business partners, they say, this side A said, well, I want this, this. Side B said, I want this, this. Unless two parties agreed, there's no contract. Even sometime, situations just change. That's why people come back to the negotiation table.
所以在你经营的时候也是这样，两边都会不同的想法，不同的观点，除非两边的条件谋合，才可以定合约。等到发生变化，环境发生变化等等，他就回来重新协商。
See, what I hear you say may not be what you meant. What I hear, I explain to you, unless both sides agree, there will not be a solution.
所以上帝要我们是愿意在神面前知道我们自己的心思意念，是要常常回想，常常反省。
So eventually, what do you do? Mindset decides what are you going to do?
我们的心思意念决定我们的行动。有的时候我们说，哎，这是不留心的行动，其实那也是我们里头的一个想法所产生出来的。所以为这个缘故，圣经叫我们说，我们需要检讨自己的心。所以第二部分就是要有一个决心啊，我们在神面前不但有决心要改变哈，要决心要改变。第一个是个决心，第二个是改变 ，a commitment to change。所以这个以弗所书这里的话是这样说的 ，The Book of Ephesians Chapter 4:17， 请读，一起读。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存希望的心行事，他们心地昏灭，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督，却不是这样。This is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 20. They want us to transform from the inside because we are no longer an outsider. We are Christians. We are called to get out of the carnal mindset. We want to have a connection with Jesus Christ, not by ritual of baptism, not by ritual of a communion, not by your custom of every day to have daily devotion, not go as usual, come to Sunday school, come to small group, come to worship. No, 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 no. 你作为基督徒不是都是有些习惯，你就说这是基督徒，不是，基督徒不是习惯。读经、祷告、侍奉，这些都是习惯，这就不是真正的有一个更新的心，是一个虚妄的心。
To be Christian can still have a non-Christian mindset. If you do everything as planned, and you never really ask, God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do now? What do you want me to say next moment? If this neighbor, this person, this co-worker, whatever, show that attitude, do bad things to me, how do I respond? Do I angry?
I found somebody told me too. Oh, I was so desperately H-E-A-T-E.
I don't want to say it.
it is really dangerous. When you have H-A-G-E, sometimes you need to D-E-A-T-H.
假如你的心中已经埋怨愤恨到一个程度，后面是什么呢？
要杀人，就要死了。首先死的是自己。It is our heart being polluted. It is our mind being covered by the darkness.
So, renew our mind is so essential. Our heart can be darkened even in a Christian family, in a Christian setting, in a Christian marriage.
To be polluted is not what God wants.
That's why the blood of Jesus Christ is a living fountain. No, it's now. Jesus' sacrificial act is now for you and me. Every moment of our life. Every moment, every day of 2014. Brothers and sisters, it's our blessing. Because God never let you go. He start His good work. He will continue. Amen.
God is not over with you, with Comfort Community Church.
Every one of you, God loves you. God wants to build you up. When He builds you up, the old must be gone and the new can build up. 所以上帝在做这个更新的工作，他要继续的做，因为那是生命。上帝在基督耶稣里的这个耶稣基督生命的更新，他的生命要在我们里面，他的性格要在我们里面。所以我们旧的性情、旧的反应、旧的判断、旧的脾气、旧的选择，都会慢慢减少。有的时候有的人很快，有人比较慢，你要做快来做慢的。
Sometimes the process can be long, sometimes short, depends on how you want yourself to go through. You can be a very blessed one if you quickly obey God. If you quickly say, Oh Lord God, I want to please you. I want to love you. When people say bad things to me, Oh, forget it. It's not from God, so let it go.People say wrong things again, you say, okay, forget it. It's not God, so I don't care. People hit you this side, say, are you satisfied?
Oh!
Wow, that's the heart. That's hard. Because we all have pride. Because we are all impatient. Because we don't want to be hurt.So think of Jesus Christ on the cross. He suffered so much. Others despised Him. Others betrayed Him. Others denied Him.
所以你我就要想到耶稣基督是怎样的在十字架上。所以你所承担的只要来到基督面前说这不是出于你的就交给你。我就不用自己单独一个人承担。我会有皮肉的苦，可是我内心不要受苦。I may have outside hurt, but my heart will be strengthened, be blessed, and be stronger.
You are blessed, brothers and sisters, because He starts His good work. 所以我们再读21节到23节。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的旧教，学了他的真理，希望脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，就要将你的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So the commitment to become, a becoming process, a changing process.
It is a power.Renewing, a sacrifice, living sacrifice, is a power. The goldfish is the one who transforms. The other dark color represents the old one. So becoming is saying, Lord God, I want to be changed by you, not myself. There are so many trying to do this. Our sacrifice, starting from our mindset, to change, renew every step. Put in your mind, every time I ask God, what is next step? Maybe it's sometimes troublesome, but you would rather get confirmation from God than you go on by yourself. 所以每一个步骤都要说我要讨你的喜悦，每一个步骤都要跟神说我要得到你完全的祝福。 So this is the conclusion. The road to renewal is to responding to the grace of God by faith. Jesus Christ is our Savior, is our righteousness. And a worship, a serving in every step of the way, in every daily walk with God, is serving God, is pleasing God. Let's read this 1-3 verse together in English and Chinese. This time of reading is so if Chinese congregation reading Mandarin would be good too. The Spirit of the Sovereign God, Lord, is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Praise God! We are showing His splendor as long as we continue this renewal relationship with Jesus Christ. Today, I want also specially pray for a brother who has been here for 30 years. When I came more than 2 years ago, 3 years ago, first time stay in their house. I found in college we were in same year in same school. I remembered that I prayed during college when I believed in Christ. I want to share gospel with my classmates, with my alumni, and now more than 2.5 years later I'm here trying to give my dear brother, Tony Chen, the prayer for him. Anointing God has for you. He not only anointed you in the past 30 years over here, He anointing you in your future steps. He's using you continually. He used you to begin this church with your wife and with others. So here, I want to say that God provides you the goodness, provides you the mission, provides you His anointing, provides you His calling. Continue to live for Jesus Christ. Continue to share gospel. Continue to demonstrate the renewal process God has for you and your wife, and your sons, and their family. Shall we all stand? And we want to pray for Tony. 陈耀宗弟兄在这里30年的时间，明天他在工厂工作最后一天， 然后他就要回到台湾去一段时间再回来。所以我们今天来为他祷告，愿意主的赐福临到他的身上，临到他的家，临到他已经神的祝福已经临到过去，还要临到未来。神给使命，神给方向，神给同在。 Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace. In Jesus Christ, we are saved. And today, we not only receive your message for every one of us, from the bottom of our hearts, we need the renewal process starting from Jesus Christ, from the cross, provided by Heavenly Father and ushered in and graced daily by the Holy Spirit. We also pray especially for Tony that he's going to have last day tomorrow in Newman group. But we pray that his relationship, his serving you, will continue. And furthermore, you will give him calling to share gospel wherever he goes, to demonstrate the renewing grace will be in his heart, his wife's heart, and his children's from generations on. Lord God, I pray that this message told us our old past, we will hand it over to you. You bless us by changing the bitterness into sweetness, by changing the brokenness into the whole grace of healing in Jesus Christ. The dryness of the past becoming the fresh anointing river of salvation of Holy Spirit and the blood of cleansing fountain in Jesus Christ. 天父，我们感谢赞美你，主，谢谢你，天父上帝啊，我们今天的信息就是你给我们在基督耶稣里头更新的恩典。我们愿意在你面前，主要忘记背后努力面前，我们愿意在你面前得到你的恩膏，主啊，叫我们可以传好信息。所以我们自己也需要更多在你的好信息里头得安慰，更加的谦卑，更加承认自己贫穷，需要你救恩的光，需要你救恩的滋润，让我们的旧完全的更新。谢谢你让 Tony 弟兄跟 Grace 姐妹过去30年的时光在这里不但是工厂工作，更是在你的国度里头在他们的家里头祷告会，然后查经班，然后开始教会。哦，就我们这次为他们来感谢赞美你，为他们在你面前长久的跟随再次祷告，是吧？这是你给他们新的使命的开始，是吧？这是你给他们新的承担的开始，是他们新的行动的下一步。我们感谢赞美你，是吧？你使他们在你面前，是吧？知道你圣灵的恩膏一直要膏抹他们，是吧？天父的荣耀继续的照亮他们的脚步，然后呢，与你的关系在圣灵头更加活泼。我们感谢赞美你，求你赐福他的身心灵在你面前更加健壮，主啊，他会回到台湾一段时间，然后带我到我们中间，主在台湾被为儿子这次是在亲人中间的喜事，求你赐福，主啊，回去照顾亲人，求你施恩赐福。感谢赞美主，谢谢你赐福康复教会，赐福 Tony Grace, 赐福这个家庭，赐福这个教会，更多在你面前成为更新不断的教会。谢谢主，靠基督耶稣的名祷告， Amen. Please be seated. We are having a communion. 我们来一起用圣餐。我们来读这个经文，哥林多前书第11章23到29节。请开始。For I received from the Lord, but I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus on the night He was betrayed. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke up and said, This is my body, which for you, do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy way, manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. So a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing God and the Lord eats the drinks judgment on himself. 好，还有吗？没有了。好，我们一起在神面前有点时间啊，来认罪祷告，然后领用主的饼和杯。Let's have some time for examine ourselves.
That we receive the cup.